me bless the Lord this morning, say amen.
Amen.
You know, we said to enter in with this, and his sanctuary of praise and thanksgiving, and that's what we need to do. We need to
thank
the Lord for everything. Amen. But it's good to be in the house of God this morning, and it's just good to be saved. Love this time of year, and you look and see all God's handiwork that he does, and I love the spring of the year, one of my favorites, and then the summer, and then the fall, and you see how God gets the big paintbrush out and just paints all the trees, Brother Eric. Gives us a wonderful, amen, wonderful thing to look forward to, and amen, and it's good to be alive, it's good to be in America this morning, and I tell you folks, and I've said it many times, and you've heard me say it, I'd rather be in Oakland County as any other place I know of in the whole wide world. Amen. I mean, glad you're an American this morning.
Amen.
I tell you, I'd rather be here. Amen. Like Jerry Clower, I love listening to Jerry Clower. I used to did. He said, if you want to be in some of these other countries, you know, there's folks that's just not satisfied, Bill, with, amen, even living in this country. Amen. Yeah. They're not satisfied on the inside. Amen. They want to blame it on the country. They want to blame it on their family. They want to blame it on anything they can blame it on. But he said, if you're in one of these other countries, say if you're in Russia and you break a loaf of bread, amen, and a roach don't crawl out of it, don't eat it, it's still in there. Amen. I tell you, we live in a mighty blessed country. And we need to pray for our country this morning. Yeah. Somebody say amen right there. We need to pray for our country this morning. I've been it's just good to be in the house of God. It's good to stand and amen and everything. And I feel good in the Lord. I feel good in my heart. I know it's been a little quiet this morning, but you know the Holy Spirit's with us today. Amen. And I appreciate the Lord. But I've been coming out of, Lord just laid on my heart the last few weeks preaching out of each one of the prophets, amen, the prophets, amen, and we've gone through Isaiah and Jeremiah, we started in Daniel, and amen, and I want to go to Ezekiel this morning, thought that God laid on my heart in Ezekiel, turn with me to the chapter 37, amen, very familiar scripture, and I love this, I preached on it many times, and amen, down through the years, and I love this scripture, but you know, it's got a deeper meaning. Amen. We've, preached, you know, but it shows how God, can bring things to life. Amen. We know, He's not a God of the dead, Brother Eric, but He's a God of the living. Amen. We look around this day and time, we see a lot of dead things, and a lot of folks, this time of year, I want to represent the dead. I don't represent the dead. We, as children of God, we should not represent the dead. Amen. But he said, I am the God of the living this morning. Amen. Jesus is a God of the living this morning, but I guess this may be even appropriate. Amen. To read about the valley of dry bones. Well, you'll see a lot of dry bones. Amen. You'll see a lot of bones. You see these old skeletons, and they try to scare you to death. And boy, they'll get them in a dark place, and march that old bottom jaw and begin to chop, 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 chop. Amen. I remember my age when I was growing up, and I was just a little bitty kid. I'm about 4 years old, and those things were scaring me to death. My aunt lost her teeth when she was very young, and she had false teeth, and she spit them false teeth out at me and let show me them things, and I'd crawl under a table, I'd crawl under a chair, but I'd try my best, amen, to get away from them old teeth this morning, because I know the devil, he's out to destroy, amen. He's out to kill, steal, and destroy, but I was scared to death. Amen, of them old false teeth this morning. But I want to read, amen, out of the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, amen, in the valley of dry bones this morning. Amen. How many's ever heard of the valley of dry bones? Amen. Amen. Verse 1, amen, and just pay close attention to God. Where it said, the hand of the Lord, amen, was upon me and carried me out in the spirit. He carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a valley which was full of bones. and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, they were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? Amen. Boy, that's a very important question.
Yeah.
Amen. Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm. How important is it to hear the word of the Lord? Amen. He said this morning, he said, prophesy unto these bones and say to these bones, hear the word of the Lord. I'm telling you, the word of the Lord, amen, will bring life to the dead this morning. Amen.
Amen.
The word of the Lord will bring life unto the dead. He said, and I will lay sinews upon you and bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. He said, so I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bone came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say unto the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as I was as he commanded me, and the breath came unto them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Amen. I'm going to stop there just for a minute, but I'm going to read on down. Amen. Just a few minutes more, but amen. I want you to sort of get the picture. Amen. That Ezekiel is looking at right here about. Amen, being over these bones. And I can picture, you've probably seen pictures of how he looked, amen, upon this valley full of bones. Amen, he said there were many, amen, bones in the open valley. Yes. And said they were very, amen, dry this morning. But he said, I want you to prophesy, amen, unto these bones. You know the preaching, amen, the gospel, brother, it seems foolish, amen, to a lot of people. But the Bible says it pleased the Lord. Yeah. Through the foolishness of preaching that men, amen, should be saved. Amen. Not preaching just anything, but preaching the word of the Lord this morning. Now, amen, and I want to preach just for a minute about the word of the Lord. And it'll be a bit before I even get to the message. But, amen, the word of the Lord this morning, when Moses held up the rod, amen, was the rod of the Lord. It was of the word of the Lord. It was the rod. It was Aaron's rod, amen, that was put, amen, in the Ark of the Covenant, along with the tables of stone, amen, that held the commandments, along with the manna, amen, that would come down from heaven. It had all that, amen, in the Ark of the Covenant, amen. We've seen movies made about the Ark of the Covenant, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and all of that. Amen. They don't know where it's at, but God does this morning. It ain't even about that, but it's about what the Lord Jesus Christ is himself. But you know what about that rod? Amen. The Bible says this morning that Aaron's rod being dead, amen, it budded this morning. Brother, I'm going to tell you, amen, there might be a lot of things, Brother Donald, in this world that may seem to be dead. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. Oh, the church of the living God, it is not dead, but it is well alive. Amen. And hit it ready, amen, to be called home one day for a while this morning. Yes. Amen. Amen. The church of God is alive today. Amen. How many know we're serving the God of the living today? Amen. Say amen. Yes. Amen. We're serving a God, amen, of the living. But he said, I begin to preach, amen, leave bones. And I tell you, how the Bible says there was a noise. Amen. And I can just picture, amen, that bone becoming his bone. Amen. You know what? If we get in our place where God wants us, it'd be amazing what the Lord could do with us this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And he didn't put the arm bone down on the leg. Amen. And he didn't put the leg bone, amen, in the jaw this morning. Yeah. Amen. But bone come to his bone and got into his place. Amen. And the Lord said, amen, I'll cause sinews, I'll cause flesh, and I'll bring skin upon you. And amen, I'm going to do all of these things this morning. Amen. And the Bible says, and they stood up. Amen, but they had no life on them. You know, yeah, there's a lot of folks, amen, that's got the look of a Christian, yeah, they've got the name of a Christian, but there's no life in them this morning, amen.
That's right.
I've got life in me, amen. Amen. We've got life in us. We've been called by the Lord, amen. God put a life. He's put his spirit within us. Yeah. Amen. He gave us life where there was no life. He gave us hope. Well, there was no hope. And I'm going to get to this. Amen. I'm going to get to this. Amen. God be my helper. Amen. And the Bible said he prophesied unto the wind. Amen. Come from the four corners. Amen. Breathe upon them. Amen. Breathe in them. Amen. And the life come back in them. And he said they rose up. Amen. An exceedingly great army. Amen. I want to read just a little bit further. Amen. In verse 11 right here. In verse 11, amen, he said, Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones, now notice what these bones are. Amen. These bones are the whole house of Israel. Amen. Mm-hmm. Those bones that he prophesied to, amen, those bones that he is preaching to, God was giving a symbolic image to Israel here. Amen. Now, Ezekiel was carried away. Ezekiel preached, amen, he prophesied outside of the country, amen, and amen, just like Daniel did, amen, and he prophesied outside the country, but he's preaching to the country. He's letting the country know there's life in the Lord this morning, amen. He said, Son of man, amen, these bones are the whole house of Israel, amen. Now, Israel was in bondage at this time. Israel, amen, had, you haven't heard me talk about, amen, the last few weeks about how they was led away captive by Babylon. Yeah. And, amen, they was under the rule, amen, and all these things. They was under the Babylonian rule. They was under the Chaldean rule. And they come under the Grecian rule. And they come under the Roman rule. And one day they're going to come under, amen, a revised Roman rule this morning. Amen. But he said these bones, said, I want you to preach to these bones. Amen. And the Bible said these bones come together. Amen. These bones, amen, brought flesh upon them. God breathed in, amen, the breath of them, the breath of life that they should live this morning. And he said these bones are the bones of Israel this morning. Amen. Let's read a little further. Amen. He said these bones, amen, is the whole house of Israel. He said, behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off of our parts. Amen. They're saying, amen, we've gone into bondage. God had done all these great things. Amen. God had, amen, had brought them to a glorious country. Amen. David had won many battles for them, and amen, and brought them respect. Amen, and brought them close to God. They tore down the groves. They tore down all the false gods. They done away with the Amorites, the Jebusites.
Yeah.
Amen. The Hittites, the Ivites, and amen, and anything else you think of, amen, they had done away with it, and God had brought them to a glorious place. Amen. To where Solomon even built the temple.
Yeah.
Amen. And all these things and all the glory that they had. I'm going to tell you something. America better be careful.
Yeah.
Amen. About what we follow, about what we serve this morning. Amen. I'll tell you, we need to serve the living God today. Amen. Because he is the giver of life. Amen. And we need, I tell you, Christian people need to, amen, to stand up and say, amen, we serve the Lord. And,
amen.
But Solomon had, Amen. Done all these glorious things. They had seen these glorious things. They had seen all the things that God had done. And amen. And now they was in bondage. Amen. They was held captive. They was held under rule. And he said this morning, said, therefore prophesy, amen, to them that thus saith the Lord, amen, behold, O my people, I will open your graves out. I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you, amen, unto the land of Israel this morning. Amen. He said this morning, amen, that now they've been separated. They've never been, amen. I told you about Isaiah, how he prophesied, amen, to Hezekiah. I said, Hezekiah, you should have never done this. Amen. You're going to go into bondage. They always had a king since David, amen, since Saul, and David, they had a king, amen. But there's never been another king in Israel, amen, from that point on, even until now. But there will be one day, amen, when they crown the Lord Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's wonderful. That ought to make us happy this morning. Amen. But they said we've been cut off of our parts. There's no hope in us. Amen. What hope have we? Amen. They had hoping in themselves. They had hoping in what they had. They had hoping, amen, on the victories they had won before. Well, I tell you, America's won a lot of victories. Yes. Amen. We've won a lot of wars. We've had a lot of glorious times. Amen. So had Israel right here. Amen. But I tell you this morning, it come a time they go so far away from the Lord, God brought them into bondage this morning. Amen. God brought them into bondage. He said this morning, amen, they said, we are cut off from our parts. Amen. There's no hope left. Amen. But Ezekiel began to prophesy as the Lord showed him. Amen. And he said this morning, amen. He said, therefore, said prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, my people said, I will open your graves and I will cause you to come up out, amen, of your graves. Amen. God's going to call them out. Amen. The graves, amen, is countries where they've been scattered this morning. The graves is countries where they've been strung about. Amen. And cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you, amen, into the land of Israel. Amen. You know, when the Lord calls us out, amen, God calls us out from among the world and brings us in to the fold this morning. He'll call them, amen, and he'll call them out from among, amen, the nations. The graves is a nation. He said, and ye shall know, in verse 13, he said, and ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. Amen. And shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land, and then shall ye know that I, the Lord, has spoken it and performed it, said the Lord. God said this morning, he said, hey man, said, I'm going to bring you out.
Yeah.
Hey man, and I'm going to put you in this morning. Hey man, I'm going to put you in your land. But the graves this morning is the nations among the world. Hey man, that's the graves this morning. He said, I'm going to open your graves up, hey man, and bring you, hey man, into your own land. Amen. You know, it was prophesied, amen, it was told in the Bible, amen, that Israel would become a country in 1948. Yeah. Amen. God brought that about this morning. Hey, they become a country. Said, who has heard such a thing, amen, that a country should be born in a day? But they were born in a day, and amen, and people have been returning, amen, to their own land. People have been, the Jews have been returning to their own land ever since then. You know what days, amen, we're living? We sing the song, amen, in church, and amen, we're living in the days of Elijah, and these are the days of Ezekiel this morning. Amen, they are the days of Ezekiel of the bones this morning. They're coming out of these other graves.
Yeah.
Amen, they're going to their homeland. Amen, and God has his hand on Israel this morning. God has His hand on the people of God. Somebody say amen about
amen.
That.
That's right.
God has His hand on the people of God this morning.
Yeah.
This is exciting times. Amen.
Yeah.
I believe it's a time we need to preach about. I believe it's a time that needs to be told. But He said this morning, I'm going to bring you out. They suffered a lot of things, and amen, the Jews suffered a lot of things, and because of their sin, because they got away from God, they suffered a lot of things, and amen, they come through hard trials that these things should be done. Hitler, we read about, and there's some in denial of the Holocaust this day and time, and they want to say, well, that never really happened, but it did happen this morning. Well, they killed over 7 million Jews, and amen, in genocide this morning. It was an ugly, horrible thing, but amen, God brought that about. Amen, to birth a new country this morning. Amen. They went through a lot of pain. Amen. They went through a lot of pain. They went through a lot of pain. They went through a lot of tears. They went through a lot of heartache. Amen. I met a man one time. He was down in Florida. I was young. I just started working Nissan down there. I went down there in Florida at my cousin's house. Tommy's down there, and he, man, and I met a man down there. He's in his late 70s then. His name was Leo. I never will forget his face. Amen. I never forget his name. Amen. He said, and he'd come over and visit Tommy, and he was a Jew. And he was in, amen, the Holocaust. Amen. And he lost every one of his family. Everyone. And he was sixth in line. He was just a boy at the time. He was sixth in line to go in the gas chamber. And all his family, amen, had to go in, but he got held out for some other reason. Amen. But he survived that. Amen. But I never will forget meeting and talking with him just a little bit. I didn't get to talk with him much, but just a little bit. And I never did even talk about that. But he had talked to my cousin Tommy, amen, about that. And Tommy had told me some of the things he went through, and you could see a joy on his face that he is glad to be here in America, but you could see an emptiness in him also, amen, of the family, amen, that he missed this morning. You could tell that. I could see those two things, amen, on that man's face, even as a young man, amen, I seen that, amen. But they went through, amen, a lot of things, amen, to be brought out. Amen. To be brought into their own land. They're being brought, amen, right now into their own land. Amen. That shows you just a little bit, amen, of the time of times, amen, that we're in this morning. Amen. It's not a time this morning for us to slumber and sleep. It's not a time for me, amen, or you, amen, to slumber and sleep. And I pray to the Lord all the time, God, ever help me. Help us to be about your business. I love to do things. Amen. We went to the ball game. We had a good time. And amen, I guess Renee had a good time. About wore her out. Amen. Walking around there. But had a good time. God wants us to enjoy ourselves. Amen. In this world and do things that we enjoy. But we need to remember God. Amen.
Amen.
We need to think upon the Lord. Amen. We need to think upon Him this morning. He said this morning, amen, that He had put His Spirit, amen, in them, and they shall live, amen. God's going to call them out, just like He does salvation with us. He calls you out, and He calls you in, amen. God don't call you from something to nothing. God calls you from something to something, amen. A lot of folks, amen, when they come to know, try to know the Lord, and they come to know the Lord, they... Amen. They try to come out from among the world. Amen. But they never go to Christ. Amen. They never go to the Lord. Amen. That reformation. They try to clean the outside up. They try to clean themselves up. They try to make straight paths for, amen, their own feet. But when the devil comes, amen, the Bible says he finds that house swept and garnished.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It's swept, it's cleaned out, Eric. Amen. And there's no occupancy there. Amen. It's vacant this morning. And the devil moves right back in.
Amen.
Amen. But the Lord, when He calls you out, and when He calls people out, amen, He calls us from something to something. When them things moved out of my heart, the Holy Spirit moved in, and when the devil comes, you know what he sees now? Amen. There's no vacancy. There's no place, amen, for him to be there. There's no place, amen, for the devil, amen, to move in, because it's an occupied, amen, territory this morning. My heart's occupied, amen.
Amen.
Ain't you glad for the occupancy of the Lord this morning? Amen. He said, I'll be a well within you, springing up in everlasting life. He said, destroy this temple. And God said, I'll raise it up in 3 days. He said, ye are the temple of the Holy Spirit, wherein the Lord dwells. We are a living temple this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I tell you, I get bothered sometimes, Brother Morris. Amen. There's some. Amen. I know there's this one fellow. He's a minister of the Lord. And, amen. But he's going about it. Amen. He's trying to look like, amen, something of this world. And I'm thinking, my goodness, man, we ought to be like what God would have us to be this morning. Yeah. He said, Robinson, I'm thinking about getting me a motorcycle. I said, I was just joking along with him. I said, I've had my time with them motorcycles back when I was a kid growing up. I said, I ain't got no desire to have one of them things. Now, I said, I like something around me. Amen. If I fall off of it, amen, it takes me longer to get healed up. Amen. I want something around me. He said, I'm thinking about buying me a motorcycle. Amen. I said, well, and I went on with him. I said, no, I like riding. I said, I got that out of my blood when I was young. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with having a motorcycle. Amen. I may get one day. I don't know. It'll probably have three wheels on it though. I just ain't got no desire to get one. Amen. And I said, about 2 months out of that, amen, he come. He said, I seen him up there. He said, well, I got me a motorcycle. I said, well, what in the world did you get? He said, I got me a Harley Davidson. I said, Lord, have mercy. I said, next thing you're going to be getting you a tattoo. Amen. And he rolled his shirt sleeve up, and there he had a big one on his arm. I thought, oh, my goodness. Amen. I said, man, don't you know your body's a temple of the Holy Spirit this morning? Amen. And I know sometimes we do things when we're lost and everything, but you know, God wants to take care of himself. Amen. And we all have done things that's harmed our body, but this is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's the temple of the Lord. A lot of folks don't like preaching like this, but it's the Word.
That's right.
Amen. It's the Word. A lot of folks don't agree with the Word. They'll follow that way about the Word. We're lined up with the Word.
Amen.
If we line up with the Word, we're going to be all right. If you don't line up with the Word, amen, it goes against you this morning.
Amen.
That's as simple as that. Amen. But I said, man, don't you know? Amen. He said, well, where does it say that at? I showed him. I said, now, and I talked to him in love. I love the boy. And I said, you don't need to be doing that. Amen. I said, it's not good. I said, God just ain't pleased with that. Amen. This is the temple of the Lord. Amen. I had some folks fall out of me about smoking. Amen. Amen. The Lord dealt with me a long time ago when I got saved. Amen. I just a teenager. I used to smoke. Amen. Now don't fall that way. I'm telling you this morning, it don't mean that you're not saved, but I said it's like an 8-cylinder engine hitting on 7 this morning. It bogged you down.
Yeah.
Amen. Do you know this morning, the devil wants, and I don't know why I'm getting on it. Amen. But I'll tell you this morning, amen, the devil, amen, he can do a lot about your salvation, about doing things. He wants to just bog you down where you're unprofitable. Amen. He don't want you to be profitable for the Lord. He don't want you to say nothing good, amen, about what's going on. He don't want you to do anything to advance the kingdom of God. He wants to keep you suppressed, amen. He'll even use good things on you. Maybe in your past, things that you've done bad to keep you held back.
Yeah.
God said, when I set you free, amen, you're free this morning. Amen. Amen. Ain't you glad you're free?
Amen.
Amen. Not to do it any way you want to, but free to live for the Lord this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You can't be in bondage and live free.
Yep. That's right.
Amen. I said, man, I said, don't you know your body's temple of the Spirit? Amen. And I used to smoke. Boy, I thought, why? And the Lord said, Robbie said, now, and I wanted to live for the Lord. Now, you bear with me. I've got a testimony to give you, okay? Amen. I'm going to stop just for a minute. I'm going to testify. I said, I wanted to live for the Lord. I want to be a good witness for the Lord. Amen. And I strive to do that. And it comes to me, I said, you know, how can you preach about, you know, a lot of marijuana use at the time I was growing up. Amen. Pills and things like that. Wasn't no meth heard, but there's a lot of this other stuff. And the Lord said, how effective a witness can you be if you're preaching about somebody being on drugs and you're on one yourself? That nicotine, that's an addictive drug. Amen. How many knows that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. How many know right there on that pack of cigarettes you buy, the Surgeon General says, hey man, this is bad for your health. Amen.
Yeah.
You ever read that? It's on there.
Yeah, it is.
That ain't what the preacher said. That's what your doctor said. Mm-hmm. Amen. But anyways, the Lord said, Rob, now how effective a witness can you be? And I know there's preachers that have smoked, and some probably still do, but they'd be better off without it.
Yes, amen.
They'd be better off without it. I know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
And, well, I thought, well, I'll substitute that. I thought I'll substitute that. Amen. I throw that away and I start dipping me a little snuff. Amen. Oh Lord,
he's getting off. I know how he is.
Now, hadn't you rather have somebody that preach clean to you than somebody preach so much this morning?
Amen.
That would be sure enough. But I thought, well, I'll just substitute that. I got me some Red Man and then I got me some Copenhagen. Amen. And that Hawkins. And I put that in there, and amen, and the Lord dealt with me about that, and the Lord called me to preach, amen, and I thought, Lord, I want to do as good a job as I can for preaching. He said, just get rid of that tobacco altogether, amen, just get rid of it, amen. You don't need to be dependent upon that, amen. So I got rid of it, amen, and I'm glad I did. And I love to tell folks what God can do. Somebody say amen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. But your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're the temple, amen, of the Holy Spirit this morning. And God wants to take care of it. I tell you, I get out of work. I don't work as strong as I used to be. But a lot of my friends, amen, went their own way. Amen. And I preached many of them's funeral. Amen. One of them I'm going to visit family today. God be my helper. Amen. But anyhow, amen. Boy, I wish I hadn't got off on that. Now, I'm telling you something that'll help you. Amen. God knows I ain't trying to condemn nobody or cast a snare. Mm-hmm. Amen. But things that help us. How many wants to be helped this morning?
Amen.
How many want to draw near to the Lord?
I'll tell you,
there'll be some things you'll prune up, dead limbs. We've got dead works. I had dead works. Amen. I had long hair and everything, but God saved me. Just like I was to do a work in me this morning.
Amen.
God saved you to do a work in you. Amen, Brother Melvin. And he wants to help you when you do things. He's going to bless you for it this morning. Is that right? He's going to bless you for it. Amen. When we get saved, God don't just save us. Amen. To set us on the stool and do nothing. Well, I'm saved. Amen. Sanctified and satisfied. There ain't nothing else I got to do. God's got to work. He begins in your life. Amen. There's things that we do we got to work at. Amen. Have to work on our attitude. Oh, my. Boy, that's mine right there. Amen. Have to work on our temper. Boy, that's another. Amen. But you know what? I like what one preacher said. Having a temper is about like having a good knife blade this morning. Hey, you can't be too hard. Hey, you can't do nothing with it. You can't be too soft. Amen. Because it won't hold an edge this morning.
Yeah.
There are a lot of Christians that can't hold an edge this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We need an edge held to us. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Right there.
You know where I'm coming from. Praise the Lord. We need an edge held to us. I mean, where we can cut. I tell you, we ain't got no cutting power this morning.
Amen.
There's no cutting power in the church no more. There's no cutting power. power to preaching no more.
Yeah.
There's no strength in a preaching no more.
Yeah.
We need some cutting power of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I hate getting excited, but it excites
Come
me.
On, brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I love getting excited. I got excited a long time ago. Amen. And I've not got over it, and I'm not going to get over it.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I love the Lord. Amen. I love Him this morning.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, let's get back to message. Praise the Lord. He's dry of dry bones. Amen. Anyway, I told that man, I said, I tell you. And it ain't heated the bed. It ain't heated the bed. Amen. Seen the funeral home the other night. Amen. Or a funeral the other day. Brother Harold, I didn't even recognize who this preacher was.
Mm-hmm.
Had his head shaved. And, amen. Look, had him a big old goatee right there. And I thought, who is this biker? And I realized, hey, but well, that ain't a biker. That's somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I thought, you know what? I don't want folks to look at me and see a biker. Amen. I love going to a ball game, Brother Mark. You know what? I don't know what to say. Boy, that's a football player. I sure look like one. Amen. But I want them to see, when I'm over there, amen, I want them to see, amen, a man that loves the Lord. Amen. That's what I want to see. And that's what I want folks to see. Amen. We're the temple of the Lord. Amen. Our body's the temple. We're to take care of our body. Amen. Your doctor will tell you that. Amen.
Yeah.
So I said, well, I'll get off just a minute. Well, food hurts your body too, but the Bible says belly for meats and meats for belly. Amen. And we've got to have that to eat. We've got to have food to eat. But the body is the Lord's this morning. Amen. The body is the Lord's. Amen. Well, Bible says this morning, amen, He said, He shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your, amen, your own land. And you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. Amen. He brought us out of something to something, amen, and converged us and put His Spirit within us. Amen. He done that, amen, to Israel. He's doing that to Israel now. Amen. He'll call Israel, amen, back to his homeland at the fullness of the Gentiles. That just shows you the signs of the times, amen, that we're in. I want us to turn now. Amen. The book of 2 Peter. Amen. I want us to turn to the book of 2 Peter and the third chapter.
That's good.
Amen. Book of 2 Peter, third chapter. I'm telling you, we're living in the last times.
That's it, brother.
Me and my aunt was talking, and we was down there. We went down to see them and visit them on Friday evening. And my aunt Jancy said, you know, I've been thinking about that, what this one preacher said, you know, about there's always been wars and rumors of wars. There's always been some famine and everything.
Yeah.
But he said it's something like this. He said when a woman is with child and she begins to get close to her time to be delivered of that child, her labor intensifies.
Yeah.
Amen. It gets closer. It gets more stronger.
Yeah.
Amen. Till the time of that birth, it'll continue to do that till that birth happens. We're seeing that in the land, and we're seeing that in the times in which we live. Amen. We're seeing the wars. We've seen the rumors of wars. We've seen the nations rise up against nations. We're seeing them things intensify day by day now. Amen. Day by day, we see these things intensify. We see the hunger. Amen. We see the signs of the earth. Amen. That's come about. We see them things intensifying. But in 2 Peter, in the third chapter, 11th verse, he said, and sin, amen, let's go to verse 10. He said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, and in thee which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be. That's the theme I want to use on this message.
Yeah.
Seeing all these things is going to be dissolved. All these things are happening. All these things are coming about and will come about. They will come about. What manner of persons ought we to be? Amen. What manner of persons ought we to be in all holy conversation and in godliness? And this is good scripture. He said, in looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we according to his promises look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Boy, that'll be wonderful. Mm-hmm. Amen. Said, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, amen, and blameless this morning. Amen. He said, wherefore, beloved, talking to the children of God, talking to me and you, see, and amen, talking to us, says, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless this morning. Seeing all these things, amen. We see the thing that's happening in Israel today. We see the things that's, hey man, they're coming to their homeland. We see the prophecy that was prophesied 500, hey man, and something years, hey man, before that these things ever come about, hey man, being brought about. They're being brought about now, hey man. And God's going to lay his hand. He's going to protect Israel because they're his chosen people. God's not forgot about them. It might have seemed he forgot about them, but he's not forgot about them. Now that, as Christian people, as people have been born again by the Spirit of the Lord, amen, as us being saved this morning, sometimes we think the Lord has forgotten all about us, but God ain't forgot about us this morning, amen. God loves us this morning. God keeps us. God helps. How many know God is our helper this morning?
Amen.
God is our keeper, and he's our life giver, and he is our strength this morning. Amen. And he ain't forgotten about it. Sometimes we might think the Lord just a million miles away. He's not. He's always right there.
Yeah.
Amen. He's always right there. Amen. I'm going to come to close here just a second. Brother Don, if you would get your song ready, please. I was talking to a dear brother there, and I was heading to move a piece of equipment. If I could, and I didn't get to it, it's too big. I couldn't move it. But anyways, we was talking about a situation he'd been through for the last year. And so he said, Ross, well, he's a dear brother. He loves the Lord and has ever since a child. He said, I prayed and said, I still ain't got no answer. He said, I prayed. I said, I know I've been praying for you, and I have. He said, I ain't got no answer yet. I said, well, do what you know. Keep on praying. I said, it'll come. I said, it'll come. It'll be for the good. God has not forgot about it. Amen. I'm glad God don't forget about his children this morning. He never does. He never has. He never will. Amen. Israel thought they was cut off from their parts. Our hope's gone. We're dried up. The Ezekiel prophesied, amen, 500, before Christ, 500 something years before Christ. It's been 2,000 years since then that this prophecy is being brought about that we look at right now. Amen. Ain't God's book an amazing book this morning?
Amen. Amen.
It is a living word. It's an amazing living book this morning. Love the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads this morning. Lord, we just thank you this morning. I thank you for your help. I thank you for helping us to stand this morning, Lord. And Father, we ever want to just do our best and to guide you people and do that which is right, Lord. Keep us humble, Lord, and help us as your children. God, help us, Lord, to strive. I myself have come very short, Lord. But Lord, you said to strive. We reach forward, Lord. Us as your people here suffer, Lord. We reach forward, Lord. We reach toward the things before us, God. Help us to ever keep these things in view, the things of God always in view, Lord, that they never grow dim in our eyes, and we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name we ask it. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand. Amen. Amen. Let's sing. Let's make the joyful noise, Lord. This altar's open. Amen. And appreciate brother and praise. Amen. And if you need to come for prayer and you want to come bring your burdens to the Lord and leave them there, come this morning. Amen. I'm going to join Brother Eric. Amen. And pray today. Amen. If anyone else wants to pray.
262.
Lord, we come to you this morning. I come to you, God, most humble Lord. I just thank you today for your blessings, Lord. And thank you this dear brother this morning, Lord. I thank you for the gifts of God and the grace of God. Lord, we pray right now.